It is time for phonology reports from students.
All right.
Where do you think, should we start with Kellier this morning?
Let's start with Kellier. It's a quiet report, but it's got lots of interesting facts.
This is Whitney
and Zorian
reporting from Miss Thompson's third grade class at Kellier Elementary. Here's our phonology report for the week of November 16th.
Forrest and his grandpa saw three moose near big fields out in the woods. One was a cow and she had two calves.
Landon brought a flashlight outside up to his fort and shone the light into his yard. He saw two pairs of red eyes reflect back and thinks it was skunk.
Landon also saw a squirrel eating chicken food, probably trying to get fat for winter.
Becca's grandparents had a flying squirrel eating from their big bird feeders.
Sally observed a grayish brown wolf with squirrel in its wide mouth wide. While she was out in the woods,
Raya noticed that the grass isn't green anymore.
I saw a deer eating grass out in the fields in the early morning.
Miss Thompson saw a white weasel swinging around her woodpile last week. We have a challenge this week to observe and find the names of birds we see at home and in the school woods.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, and I hope you weren't spending all that time watching your radio. Lots of interesting notes there. Moose, which are something we don't often see in the Grand Rapids area, but Kellier probably gets a few more than we do. And flying squirrels. And maybe you should check your feeder even right now with that bright moon shining. If there are flying squirrels in your neighborhood, they may be on your feeder even as we speak.